At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I've called Belichick the GOAT. You can't take away what he did with Tom Brady, and I don't, you know.
He's also a cheater.
But I don't blame, you know, I don't get into the, oh, he only won with Brady. Like, whether that's true or not, Rob, all the great ones had great players, right? I mean, Phil Jackson only won it with Jordan, Pippen, Shaq, and Kobe. Or Kobe, and then, and, you know, Kobe later without Shaq, but... So I don't take that away from me, but Rob, I've pointed out before, in the 9 years that Belichick has coached without Brady, he's only made the playoffs twice. And this season is, I don't think they're making the playoffs. I don't think you picked them either. But you know, for the official record, it's getting away from them quickly. They're 1-2 and they've got Green Bay coming up, which obviously they're the underdogs.
10-point underdogs.
Yeah, in Green Bay. Rob, they're getting beat. I mean, Mac Jones is out. Not that he's awesome, but he's their starting quarterback.
Right. That's going to be a tough game to win. I think they get blown out by at least two touchdowns.
I would be shocked, Rob. Shocked if they won that game. I'd be as shocked if they won that game as I was shocked by Indianapolis beating Kansas City. Like, I just, even though, you know, with Belichick, I don't see them winning that. But
yeah.
Belichick spoke about Aaron Rodgers, who so far, Rob, Rodgers, and look, I've we both picked them to reach the Super Bowl. And we both have said we think they're going to get better
as time goes on.
Particularly the offense. Yep. Yeah, the defense is
fine. Because the defense is good. Yeah, the defense
right. is fine. But particularly the offense is going to take some time. But Rodgers is off to a slow start. I mean, he's completing 72% of his passes. But, Rob, he's like 20th in the league in yards. Only 230 a game, a little bit less than that. Only 4 touchdowns, 2 picks in 3 games. Those are not Aaron Rodgers' numbers. But Belichick was asked about him, and here's what he said.
He's very smart, very good athlete. He's got very good quickness and ability to avoid and escape guys in the pocket and extend plays. Really no weaknesses with the player at all. Tremendous amount of experience, game, situation, management, and savvy. He's as good as there is. Glad he's in the NFC and haven't had to face him more than we have, but he's always been a problem, and looks like he's playing extremely well, again, as he always does. So that'd be a big challenge for us defensively this week. Not just him, but Jones and the entire offense. It's a good offensive team. They're well coached. They have a lot of good players, and they have a great, great quarterback.
Rob, no surprise there. Belichick singing praises of an opponent. He's going to – every good quarterback they face – this year, Belichick's going to sing his praises before the game. That's what he does. He did it last week with Lamar Jackson, rightly so. Did it this week with Aaron Rodgers, rightly so. However, I do think he was wrong about Rodgers, and I think that there is a weakness in Aaron Rodgers, at least to this point, from what we've seen. And he mentioned all the physical attributes, and he's right. Rodgers can make every throw. He's got a strong arm. He's athletic. He's mobile. He's great. Rob, I've said it. I think the two best, I mean, we can argue if people want to, but I think probably the two best regular season quarterbacks ever would be Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning. So that's how good Rodgers has been. And I think they lead in MVPs, if I'm not mistaken. Rob G, you could check that out.
No, I think it's 5-4, I think.
Is it? Okay. 5 for Manning, 4 for Rodgers.
I think, yeah. Rob G, can you check? I think it's 5-4.
Yeah, so that would support, you know, my contention. But, Rob, I feel like, and there are degrees, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is completely devoid of intangibles, but I do think if they don't get to the Super Bowl this year, I think years from now when people are hearing the accolades poured on the Aaron Rodgers and seeing the MVP awards and obviously he'll be in the Hall of Fame and all that, when people ask, the commentators ask, why has he only been to one Super Bowl? Not one, been to one. And that's hard. I mean, Dan Marino falls into that category. But most of the greats, Peyton only won 2, but he got to 4. Elway won 2, but got to 5. You know, a lot of them got to more than just one. And and since that Super Bowl, which was more than a decade ago, he's only won 4 playoff games. And I think it comes down to, in comparison to the Bradys, the Montanas of the world, a lack of intangibles, at least to the degree they have them. And I mean leadership. He's certainly become his own man. There's no doubt about that. But that doesn't make you a great leader. I don't think he has that presence in the locker room where guys just want to run through a wall for you. And I think beyond that, you might say those are immeasurable and all that, and that's fair. But beyond that, Rob, I think in a lot of big games, not that he hadn't had good games in big games, but in a lot of them, he is far from at his best. He underperforms. And we've talked about the defense as a reason why they haven't gotten back to a Super Bowl. I think it's more than that. Yeah, they're down 20-0, 27-0 to San Francisco a few years ago in the NFC title game. Well, why? Okay, we can get on the defense for giving up those points. Why didn't you score anything? You know, in a half, in a quarter, two quarters and a half, and things like that. And if you look, this is a guy whose claim to fame, above all else, will probably be he never turns the ball over. Yet in the NFC title game, 9 touchdowns in 5 NFC title games and 8 interceptions. 8 interceptions in 5 games. He goes entire seasons without throwing 8 interceptions in 16, 17 games. And then even, I would even throw in the Tom Brady games, 5 of them. But those are big games. Those are the rare game where Aaron Rodgers looks across the field and sees somebody better than him. And in 5 games against Tom Brady, he has thrown 4 interceptions. And so I think that one is measurable. In too many of these big games, now you look at the box score and you might say, oh, he was through for 300 yards. But a lot of it's like when we talked about Dak Prescott. A lot of those yards came late. They're down big, and he pours it on. And sometimes got them close, got them back in it to some degree, but they weren't in the meat of the game when it was really being decided. And so that's where I would disagree with Belichick, as great as Aaron Rodgers has been. And look, I'm kind of betting he proves me wrong, at least by getting to the Super Bowl this year. But right now, that's what I'd say.
Yeah, I just think that it's too flimsy for me. And the reason why I can't buy into your argument is that he did win. So you can't – if somebody never won, Chris, maybe I could buy into it. I remember the 2010 season. I remember what they had to do to win on the road the entire time and how well he played. And you can talk about he hadn't done it in a long time, but if you are honest with yourself, to say it's all intangibles and not situations in the games, okay. So he's lost 4 NFC championship games. I got that. I'm not saying hold on. 3 times in the postseason, he's lost 10 postseason. 3 times he's lost in overtime. 5 times he lost on the final play of the game. 6 times the defense gave up more than 30 points. When they lost to San Francisco, they gave up 181 rushing yards to Colin Kaepernick and 323 rushing yards in the game. So you could sit here and handpick and say he's the reason why they don't win and whatnot. I don't always buy that. I don't believe that he doesn't have intangibles because to me he's already won. And whether he wins 1 or 2 or 3, we already know how hard it is. People made the case for Dan Marino, who didn't even win a championship and lost the only time he went there. So I'm just saying, I don't buy into the idea that it's because of his lack of some intangibles, which you can't even put your finger on, because I don't think you would be saying that if Adam Vinatieri missed 2 or 3 field goals for Tom Brady and they didn't win those Super Bowls, then they would you them. Say, no, but if he they missed them. You wouldn't be able to say, oh, well, Tom doesn't have intangibles. No, he had a field goal kicker who missed him.
That's
I'm just
what's
giving
flimsy.
You.
That's flimsy.
That's a flimsy argument.
That's
I don't
flimsy.
Agree with it. I don't think you can really point to it. He already won
a
championship.
If that happened, they
no,
won
but he
them.
Won a championship.
But what is your
so
famous
why,
saying,
Rob? Why did he have intangibles that year, but
what
not the rest?
What is your famous saying?
No, I'm asking you.
Can
you
answer
you can't
me? What is
it.
Your famous saying?
No, you explain to me how he won in 2010.
Are you
going to
answer what your famous
yeah,
saying is?
I want you, no, I want
anybody
you to answer that.
Anybody can win one.
No, but my point
that's
is.
Your that's rather your mouth.
No, but my point is that.
Out
you
of your mouth.
If he doesn't have the intangibles,
he should
how
have
he
more
win?
Than one. That's what I'm saying. He's the greatest, arguably, regular season quarterback ever. He
but
should have more than one appearance.
But
appearance
gave,
in the Super Bowl.
But I gave you some numbers that
and
no
I gave
other.
You,
Brady,
I can give you
Brady never.
And,
Brady never
well.
Had 6 playoff games
Brad,
where they gave
Brad,
up 30 points.
You can't
points.
Even compare him to Brady.
323 rushing yards. What
you
quarterbacks
can't
were
going to Tom
win that game?
What
That's
happened
an
in
NFC
2019
championship
against
game.
San Francisco?
And then he's also had a game where the coach kicks a field goal instead of letting his quarterback throw. I mean, come on. He's had a – I'm not saying he's perfect.
Why didn't he run
hasn't had some issues.
Down?
But I just think the intangible thing is a weak, lame argument.
Nah, it ain't weak. It's proven.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Brent Jones, who is, you know, was a great player with the 49ers, Rob. Jimmy G, that obviously was, they lost 11-10, and that moment was a big moment in the game when they lost to Denver. And Brent Jones, Rob, who played tight end with the Niners, made some Pro Bowls, won some Super Bowls, three of them.
I remember his name. Oh, no, he was
a good player. Yeah, he was good. He was good. He just laid into Jimmy G. Here he is.
I want to see Jimmy grabbing a couple receivers and talking to him. I want to see him going over and patting his lineman on the shoulder and say, hey, guys, I need some time. I want him talking to a coach. I want to see some emotion. I want to see some quarterbacking. But they always just show him sitting there, you know, looking stoic, posing. I want my quarterback all in. And I'm not saying he's not, but it sure comes across like, too bad. You know, I had to take a pay cut this year. So, hey, it's not on me. I'm just here having fun.
All right, Rob, go ahead.
I just think that's way over the top. And just to read into, this is how he's always been. You can't ask him to kick over the table and yell at people and grab people's face masks, Chris. Guys, everybody's not the same.
Right.
Everybody doesn't quarterback that way. What is this, 1950? seriously. You want to pull some people's face masks, Chris, and hit them over the head on the helmet or whatever, you might have a brawl right there in the field. It's just a different animal. So I don't know what he wants him to do. You don't think Jimmy G's a quarterback in the NFL? You think he's really sitting there going, I'm going to go half speed because I got half the pay from a year ago? Do you really believe that? I know he doesn't really believe that.
No, and he even said it. I'm not saying he's not all in,
but he's not all in.
You kind of said it, right? Like, I'm with you, Rob. And look, we've seen Tom Brady, you know, break the little Microsoft computers that they, the iPads or whatever. And, you know, some guys do go off, but you said it. Guys are different. Guys are different. Everybody's not going to be like that. And so basically what it boils down to is the results. Some guys lead like that and it works. Other guys lead, you know, like we said, Brady maybe cursing and breaking stuff on the sidelines. It's just different things for different guys. And I agree, it's based on personality. And the notion, Rob, that he's not all in. I mean, that's ridiculous for a few reasons. One, I mean, you're really questioning a guy's competitive nature when you say that. But beyond that, Rob, he is in a contract year.
Right.
Like, he is not playing just for, you know, even if he were upset with the Niners, and he's got a great reason to be, perhaps. He still is smart enough, Rob, to know if I go out here and ball, then I can get a big contract with another team.
There's nothing but teams looking for quarterbacks every year.
Absolutely. And, I mean, so that has to be taken into account. So for it, and that's one thing about football, Rob, and you hear players say it all the time, everything you do is on tape. So even if your team is out of it, right, and his isn't, obviously, but if your team is out of the running for the playoffs, especially if you're a marginal guy, like, you still better be out there playing hard, because some, the next team that you might end up on is looking at that tape. And that could be the difference between you making a few more million dollars or being out of the league. And, you know, Rob, I think one of the reasons Jimmy G went back to San Francisco was because he knew if, and I don't think he wanted it, but if Trey Lance gets hurt or if he doesn't perform well and I end up starting again, I'm with a team that can do something. I'm with a team that could get to the title game in the conference or the Super Bowl or maybe win it. And that would look, can you imagine if they get back to the Super Bowl? His contract's going to be that much better if he does that. So the notion that he's like not into it, I can't buy that at all.
Yeah, I just have a hard time, and it's just an overreaction to a loss. Was it a pretty game? No. And now, you know, there's a lot of people out there going, see, you wanted Jimmy G, now look at him now, because they lost a bad game like that. And this was an overreaction by Brent Jones. It's like you just don't know. Everybody is not external, Chris, so you could have a passion right. and blood boiling on the inside, but you don't show it. Doesn't mean right. you don't have passion for the game or you're not worried about whether you're going to win or lose or whatever. Those are the things. If somebody tells you that they don't care, then you could sound off. If he loses and he said, like, that's what I was saying the other day about Westbrook, when, you know, when the Lakers were losing or whatever. And when you go up there and say, well, you know, this doesn't matter to me. I got to go home. I'm a father and I got three kids. You know, like, people get turned off by that.
Right, right.
Because it's just like, what? What is... We're all parents, or we all have families and our loved ones, and you know what I mean? And we still have right. to go do our jobs. We get that.
Well, and people used to miss, like Kevin Garnett, we know he was one of the most intense competitors we've ever seen. And he wore it on his sleeve, right? He was emotional. He was talking. He was, you know, hitting his head on things. He was getting himself amped up, yelling, all that stuff. I would argue, Rob, I want your opinion on this. I would argue that Tim Duncan was just as competitive. Right. But you didn't see it at all.
Tim Duncan, that's a great example, because Tim Duncan, dude, was competitive. He just didn't wear it. He just,
absolutely.
He walked around with those comfortable sandals on, Chris, from the Bahamas. And he wasn't one of those guys.
Right.
But I never felt like, oh, he didn't care. Never.
Nope. That's a very superficial way to look at it, because guys just have different personalities. And guys, you know, like we said, Duncan was as competitive as it gets, you know, but he didn't show it like Garnett did. So those are some of the differences. And Rob, the Niners are 1-2. Jimmy G's 1-1 as a start. Well, this was his first start, actually. So he came in and helped
right,
him win that second game.
He came in after the injury, right.
So they're 1-2. But, Rob, last year they were 2-4 and then 3-5. And they wound up in the conference championship game. So they're not done. Jimmy G's got work to do. He's got to improve. There's no doubt. But to just say he's not all in, I'm with you. I think that was out of bounds and just inaccurate from Brent Jones.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Breaking news. I'm actually
finally,
watching
Chris.
It.
Did it's you see
three,
it?
It's actually a 3-2.
Here we go.
Breaking
Nick
news
Cope with
from
breaking
Fox
news.
Sports.
Aaron Judge has just hit home run number 61 of the season. Two-run shot in the seventh inning. Yankees now leading the Blue Jays 5-3. It was a heck of an at-bat. That I believe that was the eighth pitch of the at-bat there, and he finally got something to hit middle in, and he drove it deep to left field.
What was the reaction by Judge? He's pretty low, you know, low key. And I know the dugout went crazy. Can you give us some description? And obviously, Chris, we should get the play by play. Did you see it, Chris? Tell me.
He played it a little matter of factly, you know. He knew immediately that he got a hold of it though.
Yeah. He was cool jogging around the bases, started smiling, I think, after he rounded third. Saw all his teammates lined up. You know, they're giving him hugs, high fives, all that. He's clear. And now he's, you know, he's cheesing at that point. And Rob, what it shows, you know, we talked about were nerves an issue and all that. I think what this shows is no, because he just wasn't getting anything to hit. And this pitch, it was kind of a meatball. I mean, he didn't mean to put it like that,
right.
But it was right there and he just took care of it. It was in fact,
ESPN
Rob, the
just
score
in,
was tied at three. The score was tied at three.
Yeah, so
it was an important home run. You know, so yeah, number 61. Now that just ties it.
Right.
He passes the great Babe Ruth, but he's tied now for the American League record for home runs and
Chris, 10 less games. 10 less games. Roger Maris did it in 161 games because he did it in the last at bat. I mean, last game of the season. And Aaron Judge has done it 10 games sooner to tie the record. But he still needs one more home run to have the record. What a season, Chris.
Let me ask you this, Rob. I mean, all things considered, all things, okay? I got to give it to him. I think this is more impressive. And we talked last week about the best year. And I was kind of, you know, as we took out the suspected PED use and all that. I thought Bonds had, you know, 2001, 73 homers, 177 walks was more impressive or the better year. But if all things considered, and we know what Bonds and McGuire and Sosa and those guys who've hit more than 61 were doing, this got to be the most impressive. I'm not saying he's the home run king.
No, he's not.
But it's the most impressive.
Right. Just with everything that has gone on, Chris, like you're also playing for your future, right? Money-wise, your team, the franchise hasn't won a championship since 2009. They've been good, as you know, during the draft. He's been hurt. Chris, he's been healthy, knock on wood, all year, right?
Right.
That was the only question. We know he's a great player.
Yep.
He had 52 home runs his rookie year.
Yep.
But we weren't sure if he was going to be able at 30 years old, Chris, to bet on yourself, be in games that mattered all year. And I don't want to take away from Aaron Judge at all. But there's no conversation about Ohtani. Am I right? There can't be.
Not to me. Who were we talking to? Or I don't know if it's an article I read.
We talked to somebody saying
that Ohtani still should be. I'm with you. I think Judge has to be the MVP. When you look at the historic nature of what he's done, he
could be triple
crown. And even if he's not, I mean, he's that close. But I think he probably will be at this point. So those are two historical things you're doing. You're doing it in a pennant race. I mean, now they've clinched. But, you know, your team, every game matters. They needed you. Your team is going to the playoffs. I just think you got to give it to him.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island opens its gates April 20th.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.